Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find us on YouTube. 92.3 The Fan right there on YouTube. Subscribe. You can watch the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima live. Also, Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin as well, live each and every day on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that bad boy for free, and you can also catch all of the best contents from all of the shows as well, including Andy's rant, and you can watch.
Oh, great.
You can watch his face go red. You can watch.
Did I go red?
No, I don't think you did.
I just didn't feel like hearing about the dome today.
Even the rant I was talking about. I was going off the rip.
Oh, the rip one?
Yeah, the one right off the rip.
It's just weird. Jeff and I always go back and forth, and I was just like, hey, I can keep going. This is awesome. I don't know. Am I more upset?
I had nothing to add. It was like, well.
No, you were good. You were good.
Sometimes in life, you see the chef doing his best. You're like, man, I'm gonna get away or else I might lose a finger.
You got to let him go sometimes. You just got to let it go. I don't know if I'm more upset about the fact that it feels like, you know, the regret of watching Joe Flacco last night come back to beat the Steelers, or the fact the morning show had Rush tickets to give away. Did you see that? Sitting here right now.
I did. I saw it. It's floating around in a corporate email.
How did the Rush tickets get by? Why weren't we allowed to give these away?
But I got nothing.
You
got
to help me with that one.
You got
to help me with that. This might be a meeting. How does that happen?
Are you really going to call the nicest person we both know and complain about this?
No, you're right.
Who is the biggest sweetheart in this entire building?
Oh, no. That wasn't the meeting. That wasn't going there.
Oh, I thought you were
going to go in there. No, there's no way.
I was going to say, she's the biggest sweetheart on this earth.
Oh, my God. She's from heaven.
Yes.
The fact that she even talks to us is like.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because we're not.
No, man. How lucky was the morning show? They gave away Rush tickets. Oh, man. You know how hard it is to get these tickets? I was talking to Nard. Lower bowl, like $600.
Woo! Man. Like FIFA prices.
All right. Do we want to dive back into the pool here or not? You want to talk about high school football?
I know absolutely. There's nothing, and then there's less than nothing, and then I'm like somewhere in there.
Yeah, the only thing you need to know for this conversation is they went from 16 to 12 teams. That's all.
They got that going,
which
probably
is nice. A good idea. And then the top four teams all get a bye.
Someone's making money.
All right, let's dive back into it. So the hard part is the reality. The reality is if the Browns win on Sunday against the Dolphins, all of this animosity, all of the things that you're stirring around in your head this morning, all the people that are like, man, I watched Joe Flacco last night. Why couldn't he do that for us? And by the way, their offensive line isn't, even with ours banged up, isn't as good as ours. But yet still, he was able to figure out a way to beat the Steelers. And maybe you're understanding why Mike Tomlin was upset. I'm still trying to figure that out. Mike Tomlin doesn't just say things.
No, Mike Tomlin is pretty calculated in everything that he says. As much as we also mock the fact that he can't control the volume of his voice.
That is true.
He's pretty cal. Well, you were the one who pointed that out.
Yeah, to me. I forgot about it.
You pointed that out to me.
It's the modulation and the way my team is playing today that really has me confident that my defense is going to be able to step up.
I would take that guy here yesterday.
Well, how many coaches have the Steelers had since they stunk? Three?
Something like that.
Three.
Yeah.
Cowher, Tomlin, Knoll.
I mean,
when I was young, my dad would be like, you know, there was a time when Pittsburgh wasn't very good. They were really, really bad.
Things, like, I'm watching it on NFL Network in front of me. It's almost like they went, hey, let's bring in a guy with a decent enough arm, and the game plan is going to be get the ball out fast and throw it to Ja'Marr Chase. They threw Ja'Marr Chase the ball 23 times.
So what you're saying, throw to your best wide receiver, one of the best in the league?
23 times. It was almost like they said, if you don't know what to do with it, throw it to Ja'Marr Chase. What an insane game plan.
I've watched Ohio State do it for 2 years now.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
What you are witnessing right there is a complete organizational malfunction. Because, one, you don't have a Ja'Marr Chase that you can look at Joe Flacco and say, hey, throw the ball to that guy. You don't even have somebody who's in the same
stratosphere. Fannin is starting to prove himself there. I still think
you're not joking. You're not throwing Fannin the ball 23 times.
No.
You're not throwing David Njoku the ball 23 times.
No, but between them, you probably could throw it to the tight end 15 times.
You're not throwing the ball to the tight end 23 times.
No, you're not.
They don't even do that with Travis Kelce. They didn't even do that with Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, well, if they're not doing it with Kelce, then it doesn't matter. You're right.
They didn't even do that with
Tony
Gonzalez.
Good point. Hotoy. You're right. Good point.
That's what I'm here for.
Good point.
They didn't even do that with Antonio Gates. Like, that, this is an organizational reflection from what you've seen as a coaching staff to what you have seen drafting. That's what that was. It's like, hey, throw the ball to your best player and do it often. For the Browns to be like, throw the ball to your best player and maybe give him the stick-up stuff that Orlando Brown used in the replacements so that he could catch the ball better?
Fair enough. You know, they make gloves that are easy. Like, they're going to have to use the gloves this week that are better for water. You ever seen these gloves? They're awesome. They make a glove that is...
Oh, it's going to be nasty.
It's more of a leather-type glove than it is a pleather-type glove. And it's, but then you got to make sure you dry them, otherwise they're done. Like, they're expensive. I had a whole lesson in gloves this year. Ralphie's in Mentor. Ralphie!
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Hey,
make me feel better, Ralphie. Make me feel better. Tell me something positive.
I don't think there's not a lot of positive forecast for the Browns because I know somebody that works in the building. And
here we go. Juicy stuff. What do you got? Spill the tea.
I'm not going to say names.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Okay.
But yeah, I know. Trouble. The fur was fine. Stefanski did not want to get rid of Flacco. And he doesn't care because he knows he's out next year.
Ooh.
He's gone. He's gone. And who's going to replace him? We don't know, do we?
No, how would you know? You don't know who will be available at the end of the season. You don't know if they put somebody in now that does a great job that might still be able to move on, if that's the case.
Look,
Ralphie, if you know someone in the building and they know you, you could be getting him in a lot of trouble right now, just so you know.
No. I'm not. They don't know who it is. And believe me, Stefanski.
Are you trying to say Ralphie's not your real name? Uh-oh.
Ralphie, yes.
Yes.
They know me in the building. But Stefanski's gone.
Okay.
And look, thank God we have the Guardians and Cavs. Can Dan Gilbert own the Browns also?
Thank you, Ralphie. Sure. Sure, he can own them.
I'm not going to tell the man how to spend his money.
How do you think that's going over at the NFL owners' meetings? Dan Gilbert's taking over the team. Oh.
No, yeah, that'll go well.
No problem.
Yeah, that's great.
Dan, over the cap, Dan?
Anyone? Parcheesi?
Anybody? Anybody? I'd love to be at that meeting. They're a fun group, the NFL owners. Isaiah is in Parma. Hi, Isaiah.
How are you, Isaiah?
Hear me out, guys, this time, please. Gabriel, somebody said he goes through his reads. That's crap. Have you been watching Gabriel? He eyeballs his receiver and damn near gets him killed. That's why he don't go through no reads. Stefanski. What quarterback has Stefanski ever? Mayfield in the beginning.
Case Keenum. Okay, a couple of
Cousins.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But you know who reminds me of Paul D? You know, you had a guy, Andy Roth, down there. He was a good stand-up guy. You can call his office, leave a message, he'll call you back. The gentleman that took over him, you can't even find him on your call-in list.
All right.
I got nothing.
That's the first time I'm speechless.
I got nothing. I was saying that maybe you should get it out so that way you're not screaming at foliage.
Yes.
That guy might need to go scream at some foliage. I only say that because I walked by somebody who was doing that today.
Jeff said he saw somebody trying to beat up a tree on the way into work.
Is that
true? Oh, that was you.
That was me 2 days ago.
What exactly was that?
Some dude was going like 80s kung fu montage to a tree.
Was he like practicing?
Yes.
Like Karate Kid? He was practicing.
He was like practicing.
He wasn't legitimately like...
It was like Mac.
I am the Lorax or anything, right?
No, man. It was like Mac from It's Always Sunny where he was kind of doing the...
Like Fight Milk?
Like legitimately practicing on a tree and then making all the noises that went with it. I turned my headphones up and walked very quickly by him. I did not want more information.
Right.
Yes, that took place.
All right, promise me this day is going to get better.
Somebody I walked by was yelling at a bush.
No.
Just screaming at a bush.
It didn't catch fire, did it?
No, it did not catch fire.
Okay,
Let's get that going for us.
All right, good. Anthony and Illyria.
Tell Moses to move.
What up, Anthony?
Good morning, guys. How
good
you
morning.
Doing there?
We are good.
Good. All right, before the last break, Daryl made a comment about
Daryl.
Even though Andrew, I thought that was Daryl Wright. I'm sorry.
No, that's
me. It's Dan Madigan. I
thought you were listening to the morning show. Daryl was really good on the morning show.
He was very good on the morning show. Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
I apologize. Okay. Stan made a good point saying, well, although Andrew Berry's past drafts haven't been good, this one might be the start of something. So after he made that comment, this is what popped in my head. You know how Baker Mayfield had to grow into an MVP type of quarterback? Well, guess what? It's the same thing is probably happening with Andrew Berry. He takes to him some years to grow into a competent general manager. So let's not write him off too early. This might be the start of something. What do you think?
Hey, win on Sunday and everyone will believe that. How's that sound? Start winning on Sundays.
God, that Jerry Jeudy contract just hangs around. Because I'm willing.
The Deshaun Watson contract isn't hanging around?
I can't blame the GM on that. That one I don't blame the GM.
Someone had when to come up. Owner, somebody had to come up with the deal, though. Somebody had to figure out.
When the owner said swing and a miss, it kind of told me what I needed to know. I'm not. I can't. That hangs over the everyone pretty much. That one hangs over all of it. That Jerry Jeudy contract is just inexcusable.
Q, 30 seconds. Go.
All right, Q.
All right, how you doing, Andy, Dan? Good. Hey, listen, man, let's call it what it is. Kevin Stefanski, that experiment is over. The ship has sailed on that, man. The common denominator in the last three quarterbacks that we've had, it was proven last night. You know, somebody was saying that, you know, if you give Kevin Stefanski better players, the outcome would have been different. No. Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have been lockstep with picking these players. He doesn't prioritize skill guys. You know, Cincinnati showed you that without even an offensive line and two capable receivers, you can do damage. They made it to the Super Bowl with the same.
Wait. Cincinnati has two superstar wide receivers, and we have none.
They have a one and a two, Andy.
Yeah,
we have a one and a two. You went out and got Jerry Jeudy.
So yes, wait, are you saying that?
Which I was okay with that trade. It's the contract that followed it is the part that makes
and
me.
And Q, I'm sorry, I gotta let you go.
Wall.
But I mean, you come in one hand and say Stefanski can't do it with this, but then Flacco did it with. I'm confused. Sorry. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Guess what? Brian Anderson joins us next. Baskin and Phelps.
The Fan Bud Light Tailgate is back. 6 hours of game day coverage. Nick Perdone and Jake Volnick get your game day started at 7 a.m. Jonathan Peterlin and Coach Lance Risley take over at 10 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.